Happy Batman Day, guys. It's September 15th. I'm Troy Stegner of Talk Nerdy to Me, and I'm about to bring you all the nerdy news that's fit to know. Let's jump right in. First thing here, we have some video game news. Nintendo Switch, they are making so many games for the Switch now, porting over some existing games, and some are going to be exclusive. Two of those they've announced, Animal Crossing and Luigi's Mansion 3, are supposed to be exclusive for Nintendo Switch. They have a long list of other games here, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Final Fantasy, Katamari Damacy, Yoshi's Crafted World, Daemon X Machina, and Mega Man 11. The list just goes on. Needless to say, if you have a Nintendo Switch, you're probably really happy. If not, you might want to look into getting one because all these games that are coming out for Nintendo Switch is just crazy. Sideshow, let's do some collectibles. Sideshow Collectibles makes amazing detailed statues, and well, and they also sell other people's stuff that is amazingly detailed, like Hot Toys and Iron Studios, which I'm going to tell you about one of theirs right now. They make a Yoda 1/4 scale statue, and remember, Yoda's not that big, so a quarter scale for him is going to be a little smaller. It's only come in about 12 inches, because Yoda is a short dude. This is selling for $559. You can put it on payment plan. It's on pre-order. It should come out middle to end of 2019. They're saying July to September. This is Yoda in the looks like the swamps at Dagobah. It's got a lot of stuff, you know, the swamp water, the bugs, the snakes, and everything. And it's not just a static statue. You can actually pose him. He has a couple different poses. One is his pose holding his cane in front of him, and the other is he's got his hands out and his eyes closed using the Force. So Star Wars fans, this is a really detailed statue of a very iconic Star Wars character in his home world of Dagobah. Great piece. It would be a great addition to anybody's Star Wars collection. Shane Black's The Predator looks like it's going to win the box office this weekend. And just in time, Sideshow has a life-size Fugitive Predator bust by Cool Props. I'm usually not a big fan of just the bust, you know, from like mid-chest up to top of the head. I prefer full statues, but this, I would make an exception for this one. It is a full-size, like I said, Fugitive Predator bust. It is massive. It's almost 25 inches tall. It looks like somebody just took a picture of one of the Predators right from the movie. It's that detailed. It's a little pricey, though. It's around $1,300. There's a payment plan. It is on pre-order. Comes out September to November of 2019, give or take. This, I think you'd have to make a special shelf for this thing because it's got to be pretty heavy, too, made out of resin. So the Predator life-size bust of the Fugitive Predator from Shane Black's The Predator. Okay, we have another comic book wedding. Maybe. As you know, Marvel gave us the bait and switch with their wedding of Kitty Pryde and Colossus. They switched it up on us, and it was Gambit and Rogue. DC went one further, and they just told you there was going to be a wedding, and there wasn't. Marvel's going to try it again. They are promising in Fantastic Four number 5 that Ben Grimm, the Thing, will be marrying Alicia Masters. They have gone out of their way to promise you that this wedding will actually happen. They didn't even say in their press release here, and don't worry, Marvel fans, this wedding will definitely have the couple saying, I do. So we have an imprint that they have promised. So if they don't, I'm sure there's going to be riots. I don't think they can get away with too many more bait and switches or just outright misdirections on these weddings. They use the weddings to, of course, hype sales for their comics. But people are going to get tired of the shtick if they don't actually get married every once in a while. So, like I said, Fantastic Four number 5 comes out day after Christmas, 12/26. You can pick that up. You can see Mr. Thing marrying Alicia Masters. It's going to be Ben Grimm. You might not know it. He is Jewish, so it's going to be a Jewish wedding. Mazel tov. Yeah, pick that one up. There's going to be an actual wedding now of who they actually promised in Marvel. I know, unheard of, right? Okay, Arrowverse. All the CW superhero stuff, they are just introducing new characters like crazy. And I mean new to the Arrowverse, not new to comics or comics lore. They are going to do every fall they do a big crossover of all their CW titles. And they've been getting more and more of these, so the crossovers are becoming more epic. I told you before, they cast Ruby Rose as Batwoman. And Tyler Hoechlin will be reprising his role as Superman. They have also told us we're going to see Lois Lane. And they have cast someone to be Lois Lane. If you watched Grimm, you know this person, this actress, Elizabeth Tulloch. She played Juliet on Grimm. She is going to be your Lois Lane. So these fall crossovers for the Arrowverse, like I said, are just becoming so epic with all not just the crossovers, but now they're introducing so many new characters, and we're going to actually see Gotham, I believe, in this crossover. Not Batman yet. They still haven't pulled that one in, but they are giving us so many other cool characters that... how can you not watch the CW Arrowverse? It's going to be a three-night crossover starting on Sunday, because it's going to be on different, you know, all the different shows, so it's going to be more than one day. Sunday, December 9th will be Flash. Arrow is going to be on Monday the 10th, and the last one will be December 11th with Supergirl. So you're going to see, it's going to be a killer, killer crossover. I expect their ratings to go through the roof on this one. Speaking of through the roof, let's look at how well comics sold in August of 2018, just last month. Market share, Marvel is killing it in August. They're attributing that to the Fantastic Four number one relaunch. Marvel has jumped up to 40%, almost 41% share. Dollar share, it's even higher unit share, the 43. And there's a big drop off to DC. DC's 27.5% dollar share, 31 unit. So like I said, Marvel, usually those guys are pretty close within, you know, a few percentage points of each other. Marvel just stomped all over DC in August. And then there's a huge drop off to the third, which is Image, around 9%, both dollar and unit share. So you can see Marvel and DC are your big dogs in the comics, just selling a majority. You know, the two of them together, you're looking at 75% of the market share and dollar share of comics sold. That's why they call them the big two. So if you purchased Fantastic Four number one, you helped push Marvel over the top in August. Just talking about Arrowverse, I should have said this then, but they have teased a new major bat villain will be involved with the Arrowverse. I don't believe she's going to be part of the crossover, but she will be in the Arrowverse. It's going to be Nora Freeze. If you know your Batman lore, Nora Freeze is Victor Freeze's wife. I believe they pulled that in Batman Adventures. I'm not sure he was married before then, or if he was, they just really didn't mention it. But I know Batman Animated Series played that up a lot. The whole reason for him becoming Mr. Freeze, she had some terminal disease, and he cryogenically froze her to keep her around until they could find a cure for the disease she had. They have cast none other than Cassandra Jean Amell to play Nora Freeze. If that sounds familiar, that's because the lead character, Green Arrow, is Stephen Amell. That's his wife. Nepotism works, but she's actually an accomplished actress on herself, so it's not like she's not qualified. So she will be Nora Freeze in the new Arrowverse So they're going to, if they're pulling her in, there's got to be a reason. You don't pull in a guy's wife and not pull him in. So I expect we will probably see or at least hear of Mr. Freeze this season in the Arrowverse. Kind of exciting. They're starting to pull in a lot of the other DC villains. The Arrowverse is taking on a life of its own, which I like. It gets out to more people. More people are getting interested in these characters. And it makes it easier for us nerds to talk about these things. Especially if other people, even if they only casually know of them. Okay, horror fans. Got something here for you I think you're going to like. Hulu is developing a year of horrific holidays. And what they're going to do is each month, they're going to have a horror-themed episode that's going to be, like I said, themed around the holiday for that month. And it's produced by Blumhouse. If you know Blumhouse, they're doing pretty well with the whole scary horror genre thing. They have partnered up with Hulu, and every month for the next 12 months, they're going to have an episode that is scary. It's going to scare you. Then Halloween one starts October 5th, which is coming up soon. The episode is going to be called The Body. I love the concept. It's during Halloween, and a hitman has to move a body. You know, he took somebody out, and now he has to move it. He's got it all, you know, how you wrap up a dead body. Well, he's got it dragging around. Everybody thinks it's just part of his costume. So nobody even questions him dragging this dead body around. That will be, that sounds interesting. And then they already got the synopsis up for the November one, which is going to be Halloween themed, called Flesh and Blood. An agoraphobic teen, you know, stays in her house. She's made herself housebound ever since her mother's death. And then something's happening that some danger that's trying to force her to leave the house. And this one sounds more like a mental one, because if you have agoraphobia, you don't want to put yourself out there, but there's something in the house that is just almost forcing you out there. That mental battle in your head if you have agoraphobia and are being forced out. So anyway, yeah, we'll see what other holidays they are going to scare us on. I even saw something about Earth Day. I'm kind of interested to see how they're going to scare us on Earth Day, but we will see. Like I told you at the beginning, today is officially Batman Day. And it is also the official launch for the DC Universe streaming service. So we will get they're having a big to-do on the streaming service. They're going to be giving away more than 400 Batman-themed comics, documentaries, movies, and television shows, along with 30 days of giveaways. So starting today through October 15th, they're going to be giving away stuff every day on the DC Universe streaming service. Initially, they launched it a few days early, kind of to test it and get the kinks out. Overwhelmingly, what I saw was positive about it. A lot of their stuff is there already to watch and stream. The one thing, the biggest complaint I saw was it didn't have all the DC comics in there yet. Give them time. They said it's going to be there. I'm sure they plan to put all the comics in there. So you will be able to watch all these Batman and DC Universe animateds and movies. Plus, have access to the comics you can read digitally. These streaming services are taking over. It's going to be crazy. Nobody's going to want cable when you can just get a couple streaming services and have it all. It's going to be available on iOS and Android devices, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV. So there's really not much of an excuse for you not to get this streaming service, depending on your device. Okay, last week, I believe I told you Star Wars The Last Jedi was the top domestic earner for Blu-ray sales of 2018 so far. That changed. Last Jedi had 2 months head start on Black Panther. Didn't matter. Black Panther has caught and passed Star Wars Last Jedi for domestic Blu-ray sales. It's crazy. They haven't quite passed them worldwide yet, but, you know, like I said, Last Jedi had 2 month head start. I expect Black Panther by the end of the year is going to catch and surpass worldwide sales on Star Wars. This is just crazy. Black Panther has sold almost 4 million units. They're expected to exceed $82 million in sales since the May 15th release. And that, like I said, Star Wars came out in March, and it's earned 84.9 with 3.9 million sold. So look for Black Panther to just stomp all over Star Wars. I also told you the other day, Black Panther has been submitted to no less than 16 categories for the Oscars for next year. This is going to, I've already marked the date on my calendar. I am watching the Oscars. We're going to have a freaking Oscar party, and we're going to celebrate every time Black Panther takes home a golden trophy. So yay, Black Panther. Supergirl, and here we go again with the CW. Supergirl has cast another character that you probably know the person playing him. If you watch Walking Dead, the guy who played Gregory, Xander Berkeley, has been cast as Peter Lockwood, father of Sam Witwer's Ben Lockwood, who is Agent Liberty on Supergirl. So we got another, I would say, high-profile actor taking a role in a superhero movie. Superhero movies, I hope that bubble never burst. I'm loving it. I'm glad people are enjoying it. And I am so happy that Hollywood has the ability to show us these superheroes in all their glory now with the CGI and all the other special effects. So if you're a Supergirl fan or a Xander Berkeley fan, you'll get to see him as Agent Liberty's dad in Supergirl. The Venom movie is coming out October 5th. There is going to be a prequel comic. It's going to be very exclusive. This prequel comic will be sold only at AMC theaters and supposedly only for people who buy the first run tickets. Print editions, it's going to be a one-shot, will be given to moviegoers who purchase opening weekend. Okay, so it's going to be for the whole weekend. Opening weekend Venom tickets at AMC theaters. If you don't have an AMC theater near you, sorry. If you do, you might want to go get an opening weekend ticket and make sure you ask for that print edition of the comic book. It's going to be a one-shot. I'm looking at the cover. It's nice cover. It's Eddie Brock with the symbiote half on him and half off. It's going to be amazing. If you don't have AMC around you, you will be able to read it digitally on Friday, September 14th. They're going to release it digital only. But if you want that hard copy in your hands, which what collector doesn't, you need to go to AMC Theater on opening weekend. October 5th is opening weekend. Not today. I had to correct somebody. Anyway, September 15th is the digital release. I had to set someone straight. Okay, Green Ranger. You're going to get a little background on the Green Ranger. And specifically, I'm talking about the Jason David Frank Green Ranger. There will be a graphic novel, Soul of the Dragon. Original graphic novel is going to, have the Green Ranger, part of the Space Patrol, trying to save his son. And you're going to see him take on a few different... the picture I'm looking at here, he's got the Black Dino Thunder suit. Green Ranger, Jason David Frank's Green Ranger was deadly enough in the comics and series anyway, but then you want to mess with his family, dude, you're in trouble. So he's going to be saving his son. I don't want to spoil too much of it for you. The original graphic novel of Soul of the Dragon, it's part of the 25th anniversary of Power Rangers. Yeah, they've been around 25 years. Hard to believe. It's going to go on sale December 5th, 2018, this year. You can pick it up at your local comic book store. This is written by Kyle Higgins, art by Giuseppe Cafaro. Here's the kicker. Special consulting by Jason David Frank. So the man who actually plays the Green Ranger actually helped consult on the character, which is, that's crazy. That's that you're going to actually get the soul of the Green Ranger. He's played the Green Ranger for so many years, at least 25 years. So he probably has a little bit of an insight into how this character should act. I can't wait to read this myself. It's going to be amazing. Anything Power Rangers usually does really well, especially with Jason David Frank being one of the more popular Rangers from the original series. Okay, guys, that is all that I have for you today. I hope that's enough to get you through the weekend. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Like the video. Leave a comment. If you're listening on podcast, thank you. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. If you can't find us there, let me know. I will get us added mucho quickie. And you can catch us on talknerdypodcast.com. Listen in your browser or download from there direct. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.